Hey everyone, and welcome back to another daily devotional with a spark of hope. This is your brother Ernie. Today I want to talk with you about believers are salt and the light. And I'm going to read from Matthew 5 verses 13 through 16. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Us as believers, we are called to be the salt and the light of the world. And one thing that salt and light have in common is that they're both agents of change. Salt is used to add flavor to food. If the food is too bland or it has no flavor, you add salt and it changes the flavor and it adds flavor to the food. And the same thing with light as an agent of change is that light, if there's darkness in a room or if it's dark somewhere and you cut on the light, then it brings light to the room. It changes the room from dark to light. And us as believers, that's exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go out and be a change in the world. We're supposed to go out and add salt where there's no flavor. We're to be changing the atmosphere, the environment we're in. We're to be that light in the world. We're not to be hidden, but we're to be on top of a hilltop, being seen for everyone so that we can glorify our Father in heaven, so that we can shine that light and that we can spread that light. Just like a candle, when you light a candle and then you pass it on to someone else and you light their candle and you spread that light and you spread the word of God around, we're to change the world. We're not to allow the world to change us, but we're to change the world. So we're called to be like salt, which changes, is an agent of change and changes the flavor in food. We're to change the atmosphere that we're in. We're to change the environments that we're in. We're to spread hope and we're to spread the gospel of Jesus and we're to make a change for the world as Jesus called us to be disciples and to go out and make disciples and spread the gospel to those around us. So we're called to make a change in the world for the good. And that our good works is not for us, but to glorify our Father in heaven, to glorify God in heaven, so that when they see that light in us and they see that change, that it glorifies God and it gives people hope. And people say, man, if God did it for them, then he can do it for me. So we're to shine brightly before everybody and make change and spread hope and spread the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Be the salt, be the light, be the change in this world that we need today, and spread the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you all.